Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles, rolling and recording on Monday, June the 4th, and I want to share just a little something that I came across recently. Now, I had recently put up a short video on my YouTube channel, Anthony Thomas Martial Arts. Check it out if you can, I'd appreciate it. Anyway, I was saying that I believed, as I do, that the front snap kick is the workhorse of the martial arts kicking arsenal. And I think it should be, in essence, what the jab is to the hands. So, I went through the video, and someone commented on it, and they said, you know, there's a video of you and another instructor sparring. You threw a front kick and he caught it and was able to unbalance you. And it was almost like he was saying that because the kick was effectively countered, that it was no longer as viable as I made it seem to be. Now, there are a number of flaws in this thinking. Because one, every single technique can be countered. That does not mean they're ineffective. As they say in boxing, you can key off of someone's jab and throw a lead hand hook. Are jabs effective? Of course they are. If you think they're not, watch Muhammad Ali or Larry Holmes or Ike Corte, probably three of the best jabbers in the history of the business. That's like saying a jiu-jitsu black belt had someone escape their rear naked choke. Does that mean that rear naked chokes aren't effective? No, it means that they can be countered like every single other move out there. And I just thought it was weird because the person, and I appreciate their comment actually because it actually gave me the fodder for this podcast. The person did admit that the kick was technically sound. So that person was saying, yes, it was a good kick, but, and what it doesn't take into account are a number of variables that came into play. One, I was in street clothes messing around with someone who was better equipped, clothing-wise, to spar. We weren't going hard, we were having a good time. Two, the person who I was sparring with is significantly better than I am. And I don't say that because I have any problem saying that at all. I mean, I'm not saying that as a humility point. Most people won't admit that someone is better than they are or that they can be defeated by another person. As it turns out, the person was not only a martial artist, they were a lifelong martial artist with vastly superior physical gifts than I have. So, you take a lifelong of intelligent, realistic training and athletic gift difference, significantly so, you end up with a better fighter than you are. And I don't feel bad about it at all. I'll spar with them every single day of the week because it makes me a better martial artist. So, I just want to remind you guys out there that having someone counter a technique does not mean the technique does not work. I've countered jabs, front kicks, side kicks, back knuckles, roundhouse kicks, judo throws, wrestling takedowns. All of these things are good techniques, and they're all effective. It's just that nothing works 100% of the time. And that's kind of my rant for the day. You know, I kind of felt like it gave me a little perspective, and then it made me wonder about how everyone else thinks about training. Do they think that a technique only works if they can land it all the time? And if they really believe that, they really need to look into their martial arts training a little differently or find much more skilled sparring partners, because nobody I know can land everything on me consistently, as I know I can't land everything on them consistently. So have a look at your training environment, have a look at what you're doing, and go from there. That's my rant for the day. Check me out again on Anthony Thomas Martial Arts YouTube channel. I'd appreciate it. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. And by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.